working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. For those of you who have not met before, my name is Steve Chirico, and we are glad you're here. We are not doing video this week, although you would love the handsome young man that I have in the room with me today, 100%. Talking to a couple guys from Miami. Actually, we are down at YPS in Orlando. We are standing outside bathrooms. We are next to the kids' room. We are near the sanctuary. So you are going to hear all sorts of noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Including all of our amens and yes, let's do this. I am with Kilton, yeah. And I am with Mike, both out of the Miami area. Is that correct?
Yeah. Come on.
Very good.
305.
I die. Yeah. Oh, my word. This is not going to go well.
No. We starting off with a bang, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh no. So tell real quick, just give everybody a little bit of background of your connection to First Priority.
Yeah.
Sure. And then we'll talk a little bit about who you are, where you are, what the Lord's doing, blah blah blah. Is that okay?
You got it.
So let's talk a little bit about where you were and how you got involved. How'd you get involved with FP? Mike, I'll start with you.
Yeah, my youth pastor, Chris Lane, is the executive director.
Wait, stop. Hold it. Just slow down. What? Chris Lane was your youth pastor?
Absolutely, yeah. So, yes, he's old and so am I.
I was just going to say thank you for
it. Let me just go ahead and get this right. Guys, I'm bald. I got glasses. That's great. You can't see it. Still dashing, handsome. Yeah. But,
okay. Yeah. All right. So, Chris was your YP. Keep going.
Yep. So, he's my youth pastor. He actually left after my freshman year of college to start First Priority. Got so, it. Always involved, knowing what was going on, hearing about things, praying, going, working together. And then, you know, we got connected after I was in the business world for a while. I was running a bunch of Verizon stores.
Oh, good.
That kind of was at an end. It was through a time of prayer and fasting. And it was like, oh, you're going to sell the company. So we went to sell it. And Chris called me the very next day. I was like, hey, man, what's up? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get some stuff for the auction? And then it was like, hey, man, I'm selling the business. I can't. He's like, what are you going to do? I was like, I have no idea. I just know God said it's time to sell the business. Mm. And a week later, conversation started about a Miami-Dade a director position that was opening up in South Florida.
Yep,
and
I remember.
By the grace of God, about 3 months later,
we
were down there. And a few months after that, we moved our family with their six kids down. And we're good. You know, God's been blessing and doing things in Miami in amazing ways ever since.
Yeah, what a cool turf. We'll talk more about Miami in a minute. Go ahead, Kilton, tell us a little bit about your world.
Let's go. So the youth pastor that was at my church at the time worked for First Priority and brought it to our church. I got a lot of our young adults and university leaders to be mentors in clubs. So I became a mentor at a school and it was the best thing ever. I was in the auditorium one day, had about 90 something students who was in the auditorium and got a photo, and that photo ended up being on the First Priority website for a couple years. I was like, wait a minute, no way, that's me.
Yeah. It was a pro photo. I don't know who took that. I don't know if it's your publicist.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was great.
It was great. And so some of those students are leaders at my church today. So it's been great.
Come on. And are you in the youth ministry world, or tell us about that? So you're at a church.
Yeah, I'm an associate pastor at a church that launched about 5 years ago.
Man, I wish you all could see Kilton right now. He can't be more than 19 years old. Just <said anything. laughs> No, I know you're
That's
not.
Amazing.
I know you're not.
I love that.
When
Thank
said
you.
Associate
Thank
pastor,
you.
I was like, oh, Thank heaven, you. Here we go. Anyway, there'll be a picture up on the podcast
cool.
site, right?
So cool,
yeah. Like, yeah,
you
look like you got that. Except for the beard, man.
Yeah,
the beard covers
exactly.
it well.
That's why I need it.
So you're associate at the church.
Yeah.
You're working with First Priority.
Yeah.
So talk us through what's going on with FP in Miami-Dade right now.
Absolutely. So Miami, man, God's been doing some crazy things. We're actually at 87 clubs in Miami-Dade County as of this year. You know, we have a team together that works on overseeing those clubs, a bunch of churches involved. And we're seeing God do crazy things. We actually just recently got our 88th club, but I didn't count it in my Miami clubs because it actually opened up in the Keys. So it'll be our first club ever in Monroe County in Key Largo. So we got that up actually last week. And so it's exciting days of just the growth, seeing the students really hungry and passionate to not just, you know, they're passionate to get these clubs going because they want to tell every one of their friends about Jesus. And a lot of students are really leading the way. I would say in a way that's unique in all the time I've been here, even more so than a lot of our even youth leaders and youth pastors. Not that they're not doing a great job. It's just these students are on fire.
Yeah, and let's deal with that for a minute, right? Let's deal with the reality that one of the things that happens in a first priority culture is that we acknowledge that what makes us all the same is that every area we serve is actually unique, right? Yeah. Because every area we talk about, whether it's rural East Tennessee, right? Where I've got some clubs that we oversee there, right? Or what you guys are doing in the really metro area of Miami-Dade, right? Yeah. That those uniques actually make it the same for all of us, right? Yeah. That is, how do we empower students to lead at a club level on whatever layer of leadership they're currently capable, right? How do I help students get from one place to the next so that they can be prepared to share the gospel with their peers, right? Mm-hmm. How do I do that well? So, you know, talk a little bit about the club that you're involved with, or is it clubs?
How many?
Okay. Talk about some of the students you're involved with and what you're seeing when we start languaging that out a little bit.
For sure. And what you're talking about is discipleship and really what that looks like in the club. So obviously we are really big on church connections. And so we want youth pastors and leaders to be a part of these clubs to really funnel them to their churches. And what I found in a club that I head up myself, there's weekly about 60 kids in this club. It's going amazing. It's going awesome. There was a youth pastor that came to speak, to do a gospel presentation, ask the students who here believes in Jesus. And almost all of them rose their hand and said, yeah. And then he said, cool. Who here is plugged into a church? About five of them rose their hands. And what we've noticed is, man, the pandemic did a lot to families.
Sure.
Not really connecting them to churches. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of families are watching church online right now. And so with that, we're like, we're noticing that students now are being the spiritual pillar in their families. I had a story of a young lady who was going to in to do a surgery that was pretty serious. And her parents were, you know, worried and trying to encourage her. She told her parents, it's going to be okay. They said, how do you know that? Well, Jesus is with me. Who told you that? Well, learning about him in my first priority club. They called the school to thank them. And so we're really empowering students to not just be a light on their campus, but a light to their families. Yeah. And that's really through our model of preparing them on how to give the gospel, how to give a gospel presentation. So we have the four wristbands, bracelets that I'm sure you guys already know about. And so really equipping them to know what a gospel presentation looks like. It's been so helpful, just to not only their school campus, but to their families.
So good. And you talked about the passion, right? You talked about it being running into students of passion, running into students that are like, look, you all come or go, doesn't matter, right? This is my campus that Jesus put me on purpose. Talk a little bit about students that you're running into in the Miami-Dade area, in the Keys area, where passion is, there's no limit to that. And so how you're working with that passion.
Yeah, we had actually the one that started the Keys just the other day, eighth grade girl. She hears about first priority. She goes to the school. She doesn't know what exactly to do, but when she hears about first priority, she goes, I know what to do. We told her like on a Tuesday. By the following Tuesday, when we came back to her church, she had already talked to the principal, already got some weird situations worked out, and had already planned the first meeting for that Thursday. I mean, this girl's ready to go. She's like, I got to get this going. And, you know, in that meeting, she led the whole meeting for like 45 minutes. This girl led the meeting, like just went through point by point, made sure people had their Instagram set up, make sure they knew who Jesus was, make sure they read Bible verses together, played games. I mean, it was really amazing to see this eighth grade girl, middle school girl. You know, I have a sixth grade kid that was like, had to fight a principal last year. It was crazy.
Yep.
Had to fight a principal to get this club going.
A club
that was
old.
Already going. Right. This little kid. And here's the crazy part. The principal told him no. So you know what he did? He went and got seven friends. The principal told him, I'll let you do it if you get so many friends. He got seven of his friends together. He did a PowerPoint presentation for the principal to get the club approved. Club's been going great ever since last year, even into this year. So we see this happen at the middle school level. We see it happen at the high school level. We see students actually lead the way in high school in ways that you're like, man, like I've seen pastors, you know, lead well, but like every bit the student is doing every bit as well, if not better. In terms of discipling and loving and caring for the people, but more importantly, making sure everyone in their campus knows about Jesus.
Yeah.
They have a heart for like what is going on. And I feel like the personal connection, the community aspect of what following Jesus is all about and what the church is all about is actually the thing that I believe our students are yearning for and desiring more than anything else. You know, we've used to bring a lot to the table in terms as youth pastors and like, we're going to play games, we're doing that, whatever. And there's a place and time for all of that stuff.
Of it, yep.
But I see that like the number one thing our students are looking for are Christian students and of course their friends that are lost. They're looking for the personal connection.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that make such a huge difference in the clubs, growing and growing and growing as people find a place in their school, in their first party club, among believers. They give their lives to Jesus. They start following him. They're reading their Bible together. They're praying together. We had some students that have really been passionate about this in a school called City of Hialeah Educational Center over the last few years.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
that's a mouthful, by the way.
Yeah, it is. We call it Cohia because it's just too hard.
That was a mouthful. Yeah. That was well
But
done.
Here's the cool thing. Over the last year, right, as of just a couple weeks ago, but over the last year, these kids have put on like worship nights, done different things at the school, connected with the local church. And in the end, the principal has come to know Jesus. Now the band director has come to know Jesus and helping the students lead and learn praise and worship music in their band group. So, man, God is using these students that have a passion to really encourage everyone around them. He's talking about at home, at school.
Right.
There's a lot of hope, and it's happening through these students. They're just like, man, how can I tell my friends about Jesus, and how can we create this community here on campus?
Kilton, one of the things you don't know about this podcast, because you're not listening to it yet, but you will from now on.
I will.
One of the things you don't know is there's kind of three layers of the audience,
named.
So number one is guys like Mike and I that are in a city that we're serving what we think is the local church united in the city.
Right.
That's our job. That's number one. Number two is guys like you, guys like you that are on a campus, right? Mm-hmm. And they're in a local church. They're bought in a local church. Some of them might even be coordinators, but most of the time they're just like, hey, man, this is part of my rhythm.
Come on.
Part of my rhythm is that I have a heart for the campus, so I'm going to be a Vol on there, right?
Yeah.
The third one is these student leaders that are just so pumped up about their campus and they're looking for places. So there's our bandwidth, right? So let me go back to number two, right?
Yeah.
Here you are, an associate pastor of a church, right? What is the determining factor for you that you can look back at an elder group, at a senior pastor, at people who are, you are under authority, your men under authority? What's the determining factor for you that you can look at them and say, what they're doing on the campus with training students to be the gospel is effective enough that it's going to take my time, those valuable thing I own, that I'm going to take some of my time out of my week in order to be on campus with them? How do you convince the church of that?
I think that seeing students, I think knowing that the best pull to kids coming onto a church campus will be other kids. Like it doesn't matter how cool you are, you have the coolest shoes, the coolest outfits, like go on campuses and students may even like you, but you will only bring so many. Like the biggest pull to bringing students onto your church campus will be other students. And I think that once like senior pastors and leaders understand that, then they'll see the value in one, not only their church attendance going up, but two, students being equipped to actually share the gospel. And I think that like that alone, there are adults who've been a part of church for years of their life and cannot articulate the gospel.
There you go. It's good.
And so to have a high school, middle school kid be able to articulate the gospel in a way that convinces someone else to that Jesus is Lord, that's spectacular. That's like amazing. And so I that's definitely something to articulate to
beautiful
senior pastors.
So I would just add one thing. We know as pastors, right, that like movements of God have always taking place, right? Among the young people. Like it's just just what God has done, right? Through the history of the world. And what's amazing is the other day I'm sitting in this club, very first meeting, this girl did all this work to get this thing going and her friend are up there and they're sharing their hearts out, right? Mm-hmm. They're reading these verses, whatever. They can't pronounce Thessalonians, right? They just can't. they try to say Nicodemus. Yeah. It's like, you're like, oh my gosh. It's, like,
I can't believe,
whatever.
It's hard for
but
me.
Here's the thing.
Are you gonna say their names right now?
I'm not. But you know what? Here's the point. I talked to the pastor. I talked to another pastor and I said, you know what? How much of a spark and encouragement is?
Come on.
How many of our people are in the school, in their churches going, I don't know what to share. I don't know how to share. Yeah. Guess what? These girls knew they loved Jesus, and they knew they shared with the world. They didn't know how to pronounce Thessalonians. They didn't know how to pronounce Nicodemus, but they were up there for an hour sharing their heart out, telling what God has done in their life.
Come on.
And so what kind of amazing spark to show that kind of passion and excitement in your church to you, those adults. Because if a middle school girl can do it, then guess what? Anybody in the local church can do it. And so it's a great way to get pastors get fired up about what's going on.
All right, so as we land the plane, because you've done a great job right there. So our listening base, right? All three of them, that's not true, but right, our listening base, right? They know how to find scenarios where if they need more information about what we've just talked about, right? They can go to firstparty.club. Sure. They can look at the bottom. The resources are endless. It's freaking endless, right? Yeah. But if they specifically want to watch what you're doing in Metro Miami-Dade in the Keys, right? Yeah. How can they keep up with you, Mike, and what you're doing? And I'm going to ask you the same question in a minute. Where should they go online, social media? Like, where should they go to keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we have our website at firstpriority.cc. That's the South Florida-centric website. And then we also have our Instagram following at firstpriority.sf. Yep. So you go to @firstpriority.sf and you'll see a lot what's going on, because a lot of our First Priority Instagram our connect accounts are connected with our student accounts.
Correct.
So you can actually easily see what's happening in schools all across South Florida and then especially in Miami-Dade County.
All right, now I'm going to flip it, Kilton, right? So how do they keep up with what you're doing on, like, again, and socials are what they are. They're just a picture, right? But how do they keep up with the picture and look through the window of what's going on with you as a campus coach, as somebody that's there with them? Like, how do they do that?
For sure. Social media. If you want, and this is a resource that I do on my social media accounts. If you want some good Christian music, okay, I kind of post that on my TikTok and my Instagram. We want the clubs when students are coming in. That's a tip. When students are coming in, make sure there's some good music playing.
Yeah,
okay,
like
there's
it.
Not, you know, old stuff that they can't relate to. There's some new Christian music going on. I looked at the ground. Okay, I looked at the ground.
Not true.
It was just shoes.
But my name, Kilton, Kilton, Janvier, Janvier. Look that up and. Yeah, you'll find me.
He has one or two followers, too.
I love it.
One or two. A couple zeros added to
the end. I was going to say, that's why I asked. I asked for that reason.
Nice.
I knew it was influence online.
Come on.
I want that to be there, so that's good.
Come on.
Well, guys, let me just, on behalf of First Party of America, on behalf of First Party is a global movement, right, which is what's going on with this thing at this point. Thank you. Thanks for your faithfulness. Thanks for your passion. Thanks for your vision for the city and the organizations that you lead. Like, thank you. Genuinely, thank you. For being a part of what God is doing and being obedient to this moment. And I just pray that God continues to move on your lives in ways that you'll be just like, oh my gosh, I just got to stay out of the way and keep going.
Come on.
Amen. Come on.
Thanks.
Come on.
All right, friends, thanks for listening to the podcast this week. I'm staring at the microphones like you're on the other side of it because I don't know what I'm doing. But thanks for being here with the podcast with today. Mike, Kilton, so love that you're here. And we'll throw up a couple more pictures on the podcast site for us.
You got it, man. Thanks for having
us. Until next time.
Peace.
Stay right there.